this week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
Yes, indeed. 238, sweet spot, Sean Bass, David Minos. We broadcast today from Legacy Social, located in the Shops at Legacy, right off Bishop. If you were familiar with this area, you probably know it pretty well. They got the bay door open. They got a bar with drinks flowing. They have a delicious kitchen that's cranking out food. And it is Red Friday. Remember everyone deployed in honor of our veterans, and they're starting a nice tradition today. I'm glad to be here for this. Every Friday at Legacy Social, all veterans get 20% off their bill. That is pretty cool. And the Hardline, they're taking Good Friday off, so work in progress will be filling in for those boys. And we will have Why Today Doesn't Suck in just a little bit. But Monty normally brings you the NIT break, but since Monto's got afternoon duty, we got to throw it to Mino to give you the best of the rest.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Legacy Social. And most importantly, thank you to our veterans.
Yes.
Thank you, Justin.
And thank you, Justin, for some afternoon whip this afternoon. We have six unique candidates today. Donovan Lewis won the big one. He won the big dance this morning. So let's start with Donovan. This comes to us from the invasion. This was Wednesdays at 2:30. We have Monto on the Mavs. Of course, a lot going on with the Mavs this week.
At 12:30, not 2:30. That would be on our show.
That would be weird. I have their show and our show confused. It's their last segment, which is their 2:30.
Right.
It's 12:30 Central Time. But yes. But yeah. And Donovan talked about Caron Butler. We all remember Caron Butler.
Yeah.
We loved him.
Tough juice.
He was on the 2011 team. He was hurt, so he didn't play. But Monta was confused. And hearing this, I was also very confused.
I feel so, you know, tethered to the team that if they're playing, I'm going to watch, especially with having to do postgame, that however much longer they're in the playoffs, I'm going to keep watching. I just need a break. So if they want to give it their all tonight and DeRozan beats them on the last second shot again, I'll be okay.
My wife pulled out the Caron jersey today and wore it to work. She said she was going old school, but she's rooting for the Mavericks with their Butler. And I thought that's...
Okay. I thought that really confused me for a second. You said a Caron jersey.
Yep, Caron Butler.
Yeah, okay, but I thought you were talking about like the religious
book.
Text.
That's what I thought when you first said that. I was like,
why would she wear that?
Where do you get that jersey?
Is it like
a Maverick jersey with a Caron on
the
front?
Never been to a mosque, but do they have pro shops?
I thought the same thing, man. I was like, a Caron?
Got a nice 26
Caron. I got a new Caron. What did I say?
No, yeah, Caron Butler.
Let's go!
Going old school by getting out the Caron jersey. That would be awesome. Yeah, I was a bit confused with that also. I was like, Caron Butler. I've never really called him Caron before. It's tough juice. Or just Caron Butler.
Caron Butler. Yeah, you say both names with him, I feel.
So there is, we'll put that on Donovan for the confusing Caron jersey. Candidate number two. Now, reading 40-liners is difficult. We've seen that from EA, Killer, myself. We all struggle with it. But the best of the best struggle with it, too. And Junior, who was broadcasting at peak levels this week, had a little bit of an issue with a Village 40-liner.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Text VILLAGE to 22126 for a chance to win a pair of tickets for a night of live music featuring Don Lewis and, on the Glen Lawn. I thought it was going to be Ann Glen Lawn.
The Glen Lawn Band.
Capital G there. Thought that was the next guy's name. Don Lewis and Glen Lawn at the Village in Dallas. And a $50 gift card to use for food and drink.
That is funny. Don Lewis and the Glen Lawn Band.
And I think of all the hosts up here, June's is the most polished.
Oh, yeah.
He's the smoothest. He rarely screws up. So to hear him butcher a 40-liner, that's like, I don't know, seeing a quadruple double in person. Like that's rare stuff.
Yeah, it's like the... one time, Joey Votto popped up to first base because he never did it throughout his whole career to bring this back to baseball. And I think the Musers are the only host that still read 40-liners. come to think about it, because Justin does it with us. I believe Travis does it on the Invasion and DJ on the Hardline.
Well, they don't want Daddy on the air. That's what I understand.
That's true.
They just refuse to have Daddy. Yeah. And Fernando used to never do it. Yeah. So
the Musers are just old school, whipping out the Quran jerseys. So there's Junior, candidate number three. Now, Bob missed a day this week. He had some tummy issues. Only missed one day, though. He's an athlete. He's a gamer. Came back, and he had a really funny, quick whip, and then a burp let out. Now, I didn't hear the burp over the air. I think this is amplified. The Hardline had some fun with this.
Teenagers don't process things the way a rational adult would, and they don't think about consequences. They don't think about the big picture. They think about right
boys,
now.
Especially boys. And, you know, we heard this when we were growing up, but it's really become the mantra for a lot of people, you know, that deal in psychology, psychiatry, about the male brain, that it is not fully formed until it's 25.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, case in point,
when does the female brain fully form?
I think at the same time,
I think they're born experts on everything.
I feel you. I feel you, Bob.
Trouble at the Sturm House.
This is food poisoning,
so
Bob,
birth,
lashing
right
out.
At birth.
Well, case in point, yesterday, a Collin County judge decided to reduce the bond for Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, very serious story they were talking about there, and Bob's throat decides to add a little bit to the conversation.
Like
also,
he's got a demon inside his tummy.
He's trying to get the demon out, yeah. But credit to Bob for fighting through. So there's Bob. So candidate number four is Matty Beers. He was going for the word, and this is tough to say. He was going for Dinosaur Park. Dinosaur Park.
Is it that hard?
I mean, it's
Dino Park.
I guess it's really not that hard. Dinosaur Park.
It's,
you can
not
say it pretty easy.
It's
Let's
English.
See if he had issues.
He's definitely going to remember his trip to Texas after they took a trip out to Granbury. Odd decision, but they went to the Glen Rose Nature Park area.
What's so odd about that?
It just seems like if you're going to come to Texas from Britain, it seems like that's a weird location to choose. Glen Rose. I'm not like hating on Glen Rose or anything.
You know what I mean?
It's not close to an airport.
Nope.
It's not really like it might be a top 10 tourist attraction in Texas.
Because of the dinosaur park.
What?
What was that?
Are you okay?
Dinosaur park.
What did I just say?
What did you just?
Dinosaur park?
Yeah, you just became like a plantation owner there for a minute. The dinosaur park.
Well, if that's the case, I'm getting the hell up out of here.
What? Am I having
is your battery okay?
Man, that was a trip.
Hey, I used to go to break next week.
I used to go to church camp out in Glen Rose.
Okay.
I did.
Well, I know. Now you.
That was a necessary part of that whole conversation, definitely.
Dinosaur Park. And I love how Matt's brain can just turn right. He's like, oh, yeah, I went to church camp there.
Yeah. Dinosaur Park.
Mind, Dinosaur Park.
Yeah, he can shift pretty quickly, can he?
He is the Tristan Casas of the ticket if you're watching. Clubhouse on Netflix. So, yes, there is Matt. Let's go to the weekend now. Lando and Deddy do a show on Saturdays. I believe it is an untitled show. Ooh. I like to call it the Lando Show featuring Deddy because Lando is part of the sweet spot, so I give him top billing.
We could call it the Lando Strip.
I like that. Deddy on the Lando Strip. But yeah, the Luka trade it's pissed us off. It's made us sad. It's made us forget words that you can say on the radio and ones you can't. And that happened to Deddy this Saturday.
But, yeah, seeing Luka get emotional made me get emotional.
Oh, my God. Tears came to my eyes when I caught a glimpse of him. I was looking down, and I saw him grab a towel and start wiping his eyes.
Yeah.
And I just went, damn it.
Whoa.
Dump that. Sorry.
You can't say that.
I forgot to say I can't say the first word. I just said, yeah, I can't say the first part. I just went,
Professional radio and, man,
yeah,
Jacob.
I, that's what I said. I just said,
we got
damn.
That, right?
Okay, yeah, we're
thank
good.
You.
I just said damn, and I started getting emotional myself.
Dude, the Luka trade has
it, it has everybody. You're right. It has everybody doing it.
I love how he catches himself right when he says it, too. He's like, oh, whoops.
Was that EA producing as well?
That was definitely EA there, awesome. Yeah. Love having some EA on the weekend.
I got to start listening to the Lando Strip.
I know. The Lando Strip and Deddy. And finally, the T-Box. Oh. It's scientifically proven that Saturday mornings is the toughest time of the week to broadcast, Sunday mornings being the second hardest.
Well, and Rosen was nominated this morning as well, so must have been yet another explosive edition of the T-Box.
And surprisingly, this was not Rosen. This was Rick Arnett having some trouble in a live spot.
Superstores has been a longtime main sponsor of our show. Love them long time. And they have a deal right now going. Saturdays at the Superstore from 11 to 1. Every Saturday they're going to put something different. Last week was putting like a pro. This week, this Saturday, Junior Birdie's Booty Camp. Not boot.
What? I'm sorry. Oh, no. Yeah, so much for that. Whole clean show.
Yeah. All right, take two. Junior Birdie's Boot Camp. His parent and child could show up. So, and after that, you can find so many great things in the store as well. You got apparel. You got clubs.
Booty Camp.
You break free.
They're going to get it. They're going to get a nice bonus
anyway.
They're going to get a nice bonus on Friday, probably.
Yeah. Make good incoming.
I think that's Kern. I think that's off-air Kern.
Okay, because I know Kern has the witch laugh in the background sometimes.
Kern's got a great laugh.
That's amazing.
Booty Camp. So there are your six candidates. Is it Donovan? Is it Junior? Is it Bob? Is it Matty Beers? Is it Deddy saying a word you can't say on the air? Or is it Rick Arnett with Booty Camp? Let's start our voting back at the station. Let's start with celebrity guest picker Michael Dixon.
I thought it was Runaway Donnie until the last one. I got to go with T-Box.
T-Box, Rick Arnett, all right. Saw, dude.
Man, with the fresh Luka news, I'm feeling the way Deddy was that day. Well, not fresh news, but, you know, the newest development of his throwing his phone. So I'm going to go with Deddy.
All right, thank you, Saad. Jay King for a day?
I'm so emotional. Damn it.
Okay. nice self-edit. Sean?
As rare as it is to have Junior nominated for an NIT break, I almost feel compelled to vote for that. But the fact Rick Arnett said, love you long time.
Yeah.
And then Booty Camp and just the chaos that ensued. I can't not pick Rick Arnett.
Okay, so it's down to me to break the tie between Rick and Deddy. And I'm with you. The levels to that, the long time and the laughter in the background, that is an A-plus E-break.
Yes.
It could have won the big one. So congratulations to Rick Arnett of the T-Box. That is at least your first NIT win.